Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, our Lord. Our scripture reading and text is taken from 39 verses 7 through 12. 9 verse 7 through 12, and words are in Jesus' name. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Father, these are thy words. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. When Brother Mark mentioned that it is better to have heat and have absence of water for a while, not quite his words, but nevertheless emphasizing the necessity, the comfort of the heat. Our 1990s ministry time there, serving a nursing home adjacent to a seminary, and these elderly people, most of them were from Siberia. They had worked on labor camps and mines. Those amongst these people that returned back to that village were beside elderly women. It was the peace they had in the Lord. There was no anger, no revenge. There were some Russians also in that nursing home, and they shared the common meals and also times together. Much of my time was spent singing hymns to them, having little Finnish sermonettes or devotions. But I learned many things from those people when they shared their hardships, but above all, the goodness, the mercy of God. Nearby was a funeral or a gravesite. It was a bitter winter. Temperatures oftentimes went down to 40 below Celsius, which is about the same in Fahrenheit. I remember how cold it was. And they took me to see the cemetery where many of their colleagues and friends were buried. But anyway, that's where they met, aside from the village, when the Bolshevik area was persecuting Christians, where life was so not much appreciated when it came to those that were in opposing view. But there they gathered in this graveyard in midst of winter, their deep blood for deliverance, but they would be fortified with this. With that love, good conscience, and also a sincere faith. The custom was, when the scripture was, they took their hats off. They sang their hymns from memory, what they had. Their hearts were warm, despite of the weather. Dealing with conscience, and namely verse 7 and 8 of this text that I will read again, verse 7 and 8. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, or hell as it is in King James, behold, thou art there. The word Sheol and Hades are Hebrew terms, and also a Greek term, place of death or abode. Otherwise, God is there. It is not absence of conscience when we are departing from this earth. Because God is God of living, not the dead. So in one way, even in Sheol, or place of death, we are living, waiting to stand before God one day. Conscience, cold, being alone. Also reading testimony from Dr. that is worldwide, Ways International, see through the scriptures I have attended, and Ritwan, I have attended. I still used over his transparencies to illusion. His wife also. But if I can collect my thoughts, Lord help me. He also went to prison, and he laments that he wanted to spend more time with prisoners than he was able because of his busy ministry. But the times that he has spent have been rewarding. And one of the events took place in the maximum security prison. Actually, two times, one that was minimal security, where there were many kinds of people, some doctors and learned and so forth, but having done something wrong, whatever they were, and it didn't mean much what you had, so much you were all in common place. But how the word of God was received there in the prison. But in this maximum prison, Michigan City is somewhat east of Chicago. When doctor was taken there to present Friday evening a teaching seminar, and then Saturday in the morning and in the afternoon. And how he was taken through the corridors and six iron gates close behind him, one hallway, another hallway, but everyone, the iron gates would close. And how he recalls the sound of closing of those doors, the gates, the real prison. Oh, Preacher Chanwa was teaching. He had Necto was assured that it will be the first morning session, charged that they perhaps should quit at noontime. That is too cold. They were all in overcoats and gloves, wearing gloves. And the prisoners, having tasted the goodness of God, visualizing the mercy and the hand of God reaching to this innermost parts of the prison and setting these prisoners free, how many he did not mention. But those prisoners, after the first morning hour or hour and a half, said no. Regardless how cold it is, we want to have the whole seminar. We stay. And at that moment, the heat came on. After the session, Dr. Went recalls how many prisoners came to him and thanked him, hugged him, and testified to him. Many were no longer prisoners in conscience. Jesus had lifted the burden of sin. The true Christianity really is the issue of conscience. Because you cannot stand before God without good conscience. You can't stand before men. You can't stand before idols because you've been trained what to do. You hold on what you consider to be right according to that teaching. And even Apostle Paul, when he spake before kings and others, before a guard, and those that were accusing him that I have served God with good conscience. When you consider him, that with good conscience he was persecuting Christians and bringing them to bondage, even to death. Otherwise he had no pity, no compassion to those that were proud to give answer, and he urged them to blaspheme, to keep their life. And he did it with good conscience. But when the word of God came, as it came also to Martin Luther, the conscience is enlightened in truth, for God's word is truth. And in this truth, you stand before God. Not anymore what people will say is okay. Now it becomes nay, nay. He spent some time that God brings various new insights. Somehow they are so fresh and new. Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians, he writes in verse 2, but have renounced the hidden thing, not walking in craftiness, word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. I looked up the word manifestation, and I came up with this thought from Latin words. The hand that strikes. The manifestation of God is revelation of his word and a steadfastness of it against everything. Because it is in this premise where alone man can stand before God. And it deals with conscience. It is not anymore what is said here or there, what people will set you free because you are like-minded, but you stand before God as alone. Martin Luther struggled with his conscience to a point of becoming a nuisance to his father confessor, Staupitz. Staupitz counseled him, and Luther came and his shortcomings along the line, you have Jesus who paid it all. Otherwise your conscience rests unless you are released by the blood of Jesus. That ender comes, need to return time and to those peoples, even absolution, as ambassadors of Christ, authorized to do so in the name of Jesus, to uplift the brokenhearted, the wounded in spirit. True Christianity is, if we may say, a religion of conscience that has been wakened by God's holy word and the Holy Spirit. Where it takes place is not up to us. Or sometime trivial thing will come to your mind, and I can personally testify of it, which will not give you rest. In the eyes of man it can be so small, but the Lord takes you nevertheless and binds you. Have you done this? The Word of God teaches us that we should owe no man anything except love. Today, again as a custom of our churches, we partake of Lord's Holy Communion. We come to this table with our conscience. They keep coming. They keep his present, strengthening for what? All things right in the snake is present. There are things within and without which needs correction. And sometimes we think that they are small things. What people think if we do that. But we should always think, what we do, does it honor God? Even unbelievers have tremendous respect for people who are honest. Who come to light, though wounded and weary. I had a friend, he's long gone to his reward from Minneapolis, Minnesota. In my years of awakening and then enlightenment, Arvo Lepistö was his name, a former Marine, machine trained to kill. But what a sensitive, tender conscience this man had. Arvo told me that he worked in a factory, and little by little he stole things, as many do. It's not through negotiations you get the raise, but you make your own raise. You steal stuff, or you don't tell the truth to gain advantage. And Arvo, by the way, he would make his bed where God, he would not run a back burner, and otherwise that simply says, I am. Who has a right to what they think, what they say, and what they do. And that is, he doesn't want anyone to perish. Arvo had long enough of this torment, and he went to see the boss. And he told his boss, sir, you have a thief in your factory. And a man, somewhat, if I remember right, was not quite sure what is coming. And Arvo said, I am the thief. During the years I have taken this and that, and I have come to your presence to confess it. I'm willing to work overtime without pay to make things even. And a man looked at him and said, I remember this so vividly. Arvo, I know there are many thieves in my factory, but you are the first one that has come to me confessing. Arvo, lots of water has gone over the dam. You are free to go. You as a Christian person, do you value good conscience? Are there faith? Yes, sir. Before the episode that took place, drive, I was so fond of one, had one. So I got me one too, and our son Marty was a young lad, and I told him more or less how to shoot and where to shoot, but no birds. And I got him wounding, and ultimately that bird was killed, but it was a crow. Marty had shot a living bird. I remember how the snow was a little bit tainted with blood where the bird fell, but then took off flying. And later on we found it not too far away, as by an accident. But I remember how mad I was at Marty. Little we know what animal is within us, by which we justify our actions, and sometimes cover it with such false Christianity. I scolded Marty badly. But though I was causing a wound in his heart, I was also causing a wound in my own heart. And this is where it becomes very hard. Because when we excuse our sin and our shortcomings, we begin to harden our heart. How tender that I and but Arvosad Martyaut, son, your Isa, that's dad, has behaved bad. Can you forgive? We hugged. You know, oftentimes the young children and early teenage year, people may not have the best words perhaps, but the word of forgiveness is the that will hug you and love you. It is a wonderful thing in life to have a good conscience. Christianity is a way of life of conscience. If you have means by which you can restore, you do that. When you don't have, you still face and ask forgiveness. There may be some who don't, who are not willing to forgive because they themselves are in bondage. But Lord sets you free because you have come to light already. That's why in a Christian life, you look past, not 1 second, one minute, not 1 hour, not 1 day, not 1 month, not 1 year is reclaimable. Not 1 tithe can, it's done. And if God would judge us, of course we'll stand. That's what is in salvation business, to give us conscience, to look to sin. How God in his righteousness has taken my sin, but never to an end that I would use this grace as a license not to make things right. The awfulness of a past life is that it reaches to present. And if it's not taken care of, it is a count against you. And God doesn't want that to be, because he has paid it all. But the pride, they consider me a Christian. The best Christians are children of the day. They walk in the light. And when they come to light, they glorify God by stating what they are in themselves, but stating above all how Jesus sets them free. Bear with me. I had a little note here what conscience is and all that, but I'm going to leave that. I have told this before, but it is by Walter Strobridge, Austrian Lutheran pastor with his wife Ingrid. He was retired and still went through mission work, mostly with problems. A godly man. It says, goes as may. He was a driver with a car. Walter woke up one night, but he went and woke up his driver that take me to the bridge. It was middle of the night, and a driver went there, and there's a woman on that bridge ready to commit suicide, to jump into a raging water. And Walter knew that woman. Her name was Fatma. And in the meantime, the driver was in the car praying. He had told Pastor Strobich earlier that in the encounters that he wants to get married, but he wants to get married to a woman that is virgin. Otherwise, no blemish, untouched. And Walter Mollis and Ingrid's wife thought that that's quite a high demand in a culture where they were. With Pastor Trobitz, the woman calmed down, and the gospel was ministered, not only then but later, through others also. That this woman was set free, who was ridden with guilt, the life she had lived. It was just a mess. The hound dog was after him. There is no pleasure in marsh. I want, Fatma, you to stand before God with good conscience, looking to the cross. That's where your sins were paid. Not that you cannot. As it turned out, this Fatma and a driver and Ingrid and were leaving, and just before boarding the aeroplane, the driver gave him a letter. Please do not read it till you are on flight. And once they were in the air, Pastor Trobisch and his wife Ingrid, they opened the letter, and there was said, when I was in a car praying for that woman that was ready to commit suicide, the Lord spoke to me, how it is possible, but he did. My words there. This is the woman you're going to marry. And now, Doctor or Pastor Trobisch, you answer me, yes or no. And Pastor Trobisch said, poor, let's call him Walter now. Poor Walter, he wanted the virgin, and look what he got. After a while, Ingrid, a wife, answered, Pastor, when the plane landed, us, you marry. Pressure around relationships, caring on. Sin. People that serve sin, they don't want to be alone. They gather together like-minded. And they get certain pleasure out of sin and also getting others involved in it. That's why the pornography is such a deadly thing. And let no one say that it is not a problem of us. Because sin doesn't want to be alone. Satan gathers. He destroys. But Jesus, on the other hand, gathers to uplift, to make us people of conscience, where we uplift one another to that who is love, who doesn't serve himself, but who came to serve us, that we get a glimpse of what God is like. As things from past are present, so also we send into a motion history. What do our children learn, most of us, from most of us? May it be that my father's
and what a blow. That when we kneel and partake of the Lord's Supper, we want things to be right because we are part of one another. If I hide iniquity in my heart, I will not prosper. But if I confess and forsake them, I will have mercy. It is not earned, but I am partaker of my brother. And if I don't have a good conscience, that affects in community like a cancer. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. For even when our heart condemns us, God is greater. And a greatness comes. But if you have someone you know you have done wrong, and you keep what is his, you go to that person. Not to earn salvation, but perhaps to gain your brother's soul. In weakness, God demonstrates his strength. In Jesus' name, amen.